Killer Bees, The Wheelhouse, and Charlie Polillo all reside here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. They want to be down with the Canary. Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Aaron, and off we go. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in
okay,
here.
Okay, before we get started, I have to address something.
You're back and not lazy?
I'm back. I did work all last week up here. I didn't work
not
on
during this show.
Yeah. No. I was here.
Oh,
not on the show. I was in my office working. Yeah, doing draft stuff. I was
right.
Not on this
oh,
show.
Yeah, congratulations.
I wasn't lazy. I was simply shifting.
Weren't you though?
Shifting stuff.
Weren't you though?
I was using my vacation to work. I was living to work, which people say you shouldn't do. But one of the things I didn't know happened until I saw a picture was that Brad Kellner basically dressed up like me,
right,
for the show.
I didn't even realize it the whole show.
I didn't.
He didn't say anything. At one point, he asked, "So how's my impression of Lance?" I was like, what?
You didn't even know. And he had a jacket. He had a hat.
Same...
He tried to copy hat. He had almost maybe the same.
The same Adidas shirt. You
like, I respected the hustle of him searching around looking for the perfect. He had a hat. Now he had a mustache.
Yeah, that's
and
what made
I'm
me
thinking
me.
About coming in with a mustache to copy him.
Yeah.
And to
yeah.
put it back on him.
Yeah. Well, you got to wear a neck brace then.
Did he have a neck brace on during the show then?
No, he's worn a neck brace, right, during that show, didn't he? Doesn't he?
He's worn it because he sits in the middle, and you have Cody and Jake firing back and forth.
Is that where he wears the neck brace?
He got into a car accident or something. That's not it?
Not that I know of. I thought it was all a bit.
Oh.
It's sure it's just because of the back and forth.
I mean, Dell pointed out he's a prop comedian. He's a prop comedian then, right? That's what he is.
Yeah.
Because he had the hat and the sweatshirt. He wears the neck brace.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I thought it was hilarious when I saw the picture.
And I
that
said
he went
Gallagher, and Dell said, no, you're Gallagher. And so,
yeah. Well, yeah, and then that happened. Yeah. So you got through the show okay on Wednesday with Dell for that, man?
You don't think I was beaten and battered? Yes.
No, that's what I'm saying. Because you, like, I'll give you an example. You know, when you haven't had sweets for a long time, like, I could never go back to drinking a regular Coke. Now that I've been on Diet Coke or Diet Dr. Pepper or whatever, you can never, it's just like, it's too much. I wonder, is that what Dell was like when you went back? You're like, oh my God,
no.
this is such a pungent flavor.
No, that wasn't it at all. I felt like Sonny at the toll booth. That's what I felt
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sonny at the toll booth. I don't want to go spoiler alert for some of you who haven't seen Godfather 1, or was it 2?
1.
Yeah, it was 1. Godfather 1, listen, if you haven't seen it, I don't want to spoil. Okay, spoiler alert, turn it down if you haven't seen it over these last, 30-some-odd years.
Well, 50 years.
Yeah, whatever it started.
It's going on 50 years now.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Is that how long,
yeah,
when it
72.
Came out? Yeah, 49 years. Okay, spoiler alert. But Sonny gets gunned down.
And
by not one bullet.
No.
You got rat poisoned by Dell.
You know me, I'm nice, not like Sonny. I'm like Hello Kitty, be getting rattled at the toll booth.
And you got machine gunned by Dell.
Nice guy.
So there's a term for in scouting when you just kill a guy, when a scout is merciless.
Yeah.
They call it machine gunning a guy, where you almost don't give him a chance to live in the draft room. You do your reading on him. Okay, tell us about this guy. And you, bad guy, can't run. Unable to cover in space,
bad
tackler,
bad locker room guy.
It's called machine gunning the guy, where you want to murder him before he even has a chance for anyone.
And that's
it's like Dell machine gunned.
That's what Dell did. Okay, and I you know what? I felt I got rejuvenated. 4 days off over the holiday, and hope everybody had a great holiday. Some people are commenting now on Twitch that you don't have a cast on in any way, shape, or form.
Not only do I not have a cast on, I went on a hike, my first hike, almost 4 miles.
Oh my gosh. Are you all right?
So, yeah, I'm going to hit
my.
As soon as he gets back up to 60.
No torn ligaments.
As soon as I get back up to 60, First Frisbee Golf's coming out.
Oh, it's because of the weather that you're not out there
now? No. It's just coming around.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's taken 9-10 weeks, but it's coming
tomorrow's
around.
72. Tomorrow's going to be 72.
Wow, that quickly.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why people are get sick all the time. Like,
I know, right?
50-degree drops in weather here. Listen, the only person who's sick right now is the is David Culley and the Houston Texans.
That's not the only person.
No, there's other people. There's other people.
Let me ask you a question.
21-14, they lose.
So, yeah, they lost yesterday. 2-9. They lost to the Jets.
Listen.
That was a good, watching that game,
that was a
the
good
only
loss.
Thing I could think of was bungling and incompetence and all of these things. I mean,
the second half
they
was
are
terrible.
Such a bunch of bungling. Like the Keystone Cops out there. It's just, and actually, we were watching it and just
it
laughing.
It was double Keystone, though.
It was just
you lost to the Keystone Jets.
Yes, I know.
Watching Zach Manziel do his thing, the little hand flip where the ball hits off a guy's back and you get an interception. I mean, this guy is exactly who I thought he was. It's only a year in, but I compared him to more Jake Plummer and Johnny Manziel. This Aaron Rodgers stuff was ridiculous to say that. You should have beaten this guy. I mean, a regular team takes what Zach did early in the game, and you probably get up on him 17. Yeah, I know. They were up 14-3, but you probably get up 20 points on him. They have no confidence. They get buried. You had no Michael Carter. There was no Michael Carter for the Jets.
Austin Walter. I was watching with JT. He was JT's teammate at Rice.
He was?
Austin Walter.
I never wrote him up. I never heard of him. Yeah. I write up 500 players a year. He wasn't in my 500.
They got another Rice kid, Granson. He was a tight end, and he transferred to TCU.
SMU. Kyler Granson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's with the Colts. Is it a different guy?
Oh, no. Yeah, man, maybe that was it.
We were watching
two
Rice?
Games at the same time. We were watching two games at
the
same
time. Oh, he started at Rice?
Yeah,
he started at Rice. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. But the Texans were... You faced a really bad team. Listen, you maintained some draft slotting, but the Texans, I don't think they're catching the Lions based on what we're seeing. The Lions probably should have 3 wins, and they have none. I mean, the Lions can't beat anybody, and they should have 3 wins. The Texans shouldn't have 2 wins, probably, but they do. Here we are. Well, I guess the Texans probably should have 2 wins. But yesterday was a bungling. It was bungling on the back end. Some people say it was bungled on the front end by David Culley.
How so?
By Justin Reed's suspension.
Oh, well, now there is that. Okay, so Justin Reed was suspended. And as I understand it, he got called in on Friday and told, you're not playing this weekend.
Well, there was a team meeting, and two players. Justin got into it with another player, and apparently, according to Sarah Barshop, who covers the Texans for ESPN, David Culley's coaching was brought into question. Now, I don't know what the argument about with Justin Reed and the other player was. I have no idea. But apparently, David Culley's coaching was brought into question, which is why he was brought in by David Culley to discuss that, because I guess that's prohibited by team rules.
That
apparently
talking about the coaching of the coach.
From what I can tell,
being critical of the coaching.
We don't have a lot, as you're about to hear from David Culley. We don't have a lot of information specifics at this time.
So Coach Culley wouldn't address it. Actually, you know, we don't even have to play him. He says that's internal. That's all he said.
It's what you would expect.
About what you would expect. Now. What,
now,
the,
now,
the difference is,
yeah.
The difference is that Mark Berman talked to Justin Reed, and Justin Reed said he was shocked that he was suspended. So this is not to do with, I missed the team meeting, I was late for the plane, I was, you know, whatever the case might have been, because you wouldn't be shocked if you were suspended for something that was... You know, if you were negligent in your duties as a player,
you would have known in advance.
You would have said, "Oh, well, I missed the team meeting. Okay, I get it. I'm suspended."
Yeah,
this is something that he said. Coach Culley brought him in and suspended him. Now, so Mark Berman had that. He said, "I was shocked." Ryan Clark had this. Posted this. Was this on Instagram?
Is this on Instagram? I believe
this was on Instagram. This is Ryan Clark, who talked to Justin Reed about his suspension.
The Houston Texans' Justin Reed is a healthy scratch today. He started all 4 years for the Houston Texans. He's played free safety. He's played strong safety. He's a healthy scratch because of a disagreement. He's a healthy scratch because he answered a question honestly when asked by the coaching staff. Now, coaching staffs have disagreement with players all the time. They usually move on when it's not a fight, when it's not volatile. When it's amicable, they find a way to get to the solution for the problem, and they field the best team they possibly can. That's what winning organizations do. The Houston Texans have decided to let ego, to let emotion, to let feelings get in the way of fielding the best team possible. Justin Reed was a professional, and as the leader of the team, he answered a question that was asked of him. Now he won't suit up. This is one of the best players on the team. A player that sacrificed much for the Houston Texans. Now he's repaid by not getting his helmet because he was honest.
Okay, so that's different than what you said. He said that Ryan Clark said he was asked by a coach and said something.
Well, it was in the midst of an argument about with another player, and then he said something about David Culley's coaching. That's what Sarah Barshop said. He questioned the coaching. Regardless, here's my problem with that. I don't know if Ryan Clark is right or not. I know he got everything from one side, and this is the problem. This is why I have a real problem with this, because there's a big megaphone for Ryan Clark who's on ESPN.
Yeah.
He's going to blast this out, and it's one person's story.
Yeah.
It's only Justin Reed's. Justin Reed, the virtuous hero we all needed. I mean, I don't know. He may be right, but he also may be wrong. It may just be one side of the story. And that's all we're going to get is one side of the story. Honestly, if the Texans had six wins and were fighting for the playoffs, this would be a huge story in Houston. As it is, it'll be a ho-hum story. We're talking about it, but it'll be a ho-hum story because it's a two-win team. They're 2-9. But my problem with this is that one guy with a megaphone on ESPN gets to basically paint David Culley and the Texans as being irresponsible when we really don't know. He may be right. We don't know all the details.
Here's the thing.
But we don't know.
Here's the thing about it, though, is Tyrod Taylor and Jonathan Greenert both asked about this. Players asked about this. They took management side. They said, hey, you know the rules? You're going to get suspended.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that we got the whole story.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we didn't get the whole story.
Because what he's saying.
But what would it be that got you suspended? Critical of coaching.
He said he was asked a question.
And he was honest.
Here's what Ryan Clark makes us say. Do you think we're doing a bad job of coaching, Justin? Yeah, honestly, I think that a lot of your coaching has been problematic at times. He used the word amicable, that there was an amicable disagreement. He just asked a question, was answered. That's what Ryan Clark said it was.
Right.
But I can tell you that when I hear my kids who are fighting with each other, when I get one kid's side of the story, they never do anything. Mason, why did you punch Sebastian in the face? I didn't punch him in the face. That's not what happened. Here's what happened. Mm-hmm. He was the one who got in my face. I pushed him out of the way to protect myself from being killed.
Well, this is a little different.
Wait, what?
This is a little different.
Well,
this is
but
a little
you get
different.
One side
in
of the story.
A coach was right there and asked and answered. Well, my question to you is, if a coach asks a player, do you think we're doing a crappy job of coaching you guys? And the answer is, yes, I think you're doing a crappy job of coaching us. Is that a suspendable offense?
No.
No.
And that's what Justin...
Unless the rules state, because Justin Reed, by all accounts, he said...
Now, we live in
He told Mark Berman, I was shocked.
Listen, we live in a society where you're... Let's not pretend here. We live in a time where you're not allowed to have opinions lest you be censored. Like, you got to be careful about what your opinion is, or they can shut you down and just say, hey, your opinions have consequences.
Yeah.
We hear that all the time. Hey, yeah, you have freedom of speech, but it has consequences.
Yeah, right.
Well, you could say the same thing. Sorry, Justin Reed. You have freedom to speak out, but there's consequences. I just get the feeling that it went a little deeper than what Ryan Clark has.
It might have. We'll find out, because Justin Reed will be on another team next season. He's not going to be on this team next season.
He's a free agent.
This is it.
Well, he should be a target for the Texans. For retaining.
And you think that he's going to say, boy, I can't wait to get back to Houston. I can't. My goodness.
It's one game. Maybe.
And,
maybe not.
And, oh, by the way, this A dude has been, he has been a model citizen for this team.
But he's tight with
Eric. He hasn't been reliable.
Justin Reed is fine.
He's been fine.
Justin Reed is fine.
There is less than 1% chance he's on this team this year.
I think we have one thing where there's hurt feelings for a game. Ryan Clark has turned it into a little bigger deal, although it's kind of big when your best defensive player is suspended. But, you know, Ryan Clark is also friends with Eric Reed, Justin's brother, and so therefore he's friends with Justin Reed. Like I said, we can one side of the story. Until I hear the story, I will favor the philosophy of making sure that a team builds a culture of some type of accountability and success in a very general way. Because the Texans, I mean, somebody asked,
we got to take a break. I want to leave it at that. And I want people to call in. Culture versus winning football. Culture 713-780-3776.
I'm all for culture.
But to tell the truth, if Ryan Clark is right, he was asked by a coach, he answered, and that was a suspendable offense. Is that more important than actually having winning football players on this team? Because you know what we've done here? We've gotten rid of a lot of winning football players, and this is what we're left with, this crap.
Well, you calling him a winning football player. You want to go
More of a winning football player than Eric Murray.
Well, I guess you got to go back to...
Than Eric Murray.
Eric Murray got to play for the Chiefs.
Or A.J. Moore or anybody else that was back there yesterday.
He got to play for the Chiefs. You better watch it. You don't want that four games. You don't want to go see what their records are over the last 4 years.
Who replaced him yesterday? He's more of a winning player than anybody that replaced him.
I wouldn't call him a winning player. He's better.
Well, he's better.
He's a Texan. He's not a winning. No, I take it back. Actually,
he used to win.
Actually, he's been here winning.
Yes, he
actually,
used to
you're
win.
Right.
He used to win.
Two of his first 2 years, he was winning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. So 713-780-3776.
Weird. I don't think of them as ever winning.
Craig DeSerf's a winner.
Yes, he is a winner. Big time winner. I'm going to head down there this week. I got to get something fixed with my door. My lease is coming up at the end of the month, and I'm already looking forward to working with Craig and Rick Drenner on what we're going to do about the next vehicle. Next vehicle is probably going to be a Traverse again. I'm just a huge fan of the Chevy Traverse, but here's the great thing. Chevy has a lot of great, dealer cashback options coming back and purchase allowances. But when you go to LanceZCars.com at the beginning of December, and that's right around the corner, at the beginning of December, you're going to see some new specials that hit their website at LanceZCars.com, and you're going to be able to find out what it is that you can get. Now, right now, there's Chevy CyberCash on select models. You'll get an additional $500 off of whatever the top offers are. They've got the GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab with... $2,050 purchase allowance that's available right now for you. Once again, all this can be found at LanceZCars.com. $1,000 purchase allowance on the GMC Acadia Compact, or rather a crossover version of the SUV. And just for fun, if you want to get out there with your kids, December 11th is Cookies with Santa. That goes on from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you're in the market for a car, why not get out there, take your kids to see Santa, grab some cookies with Santa, and shop for your vehicle at Angleton. It's a few miles away from Houston. It takes about 42 minutes for me, but the savings are in the thousands. Make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Time to talk Golden Nugget now. I mean, it's just 2 hours and 15. I drove through there this weekend, for the holidays, and drove through Lake Charles. And even with the horrible traffic that was out there on Wednesday, you could still get there in a couple of hours, and it's still so much easier than going to Vegas. And it's still, I'm telling now that they've got the DraftKings sportsbook there. I mean, why go to Vegas? Nothing against Vegas. Don't get me wrong. But when you're talking about just a couple hours away, by the time you go to the airport, you need to go 2 hours early. You could be, before you even get on the plane, you could be in Lake Charles gambling, saving money on that flight. You got the sports book there. You've got all of the restaurants there that are Vegas style. You've got shopping there. You've got golf. You've got the pool, and you, of course, you've got the casino play. Hotel rooms are beautiful as well. I'm telling you, there is no reason to go back to Vegas when you got the Golden Nugget just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road on I-10. It is perfect. You're looking for a great place to play. It is the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles.
Take this job and shove it.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, before we do this, it's 713-780-3776. What do you think about the Justin Reed suspension? What do you think? Do you think that it's the right? I'm finding that this organization, and now it was a different regime. It was the Bill O'Brien regime. But if you aren't totally on board, DeAndre Hopkins, he's a little bit different dude. Maybe he doesn't want to practice. I get the culture thing. I get that. You got rid of one of the best wide receivers. And you know what? He's such a horrible culture guy. They're 9-2 with the best record in the NFL. That's how horrible that's what a cancer DeAndre Hopkins has been over in Arizona. But if you criticize a coach or a coaching staff in front of other teammates in public, and if that's something that gets you, is that a suspendable offense?
Yeah. Once again, we have to assume that everything we're hearing from Ryan Clark is 100% accurate,
right,
and nothing else is true.
No, right.
I mean, that's my biggest problem, is I'm hearing it from only one side.
No, 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 no. We are definitely speculating. I'm just asking a generic question.
No. I don't think if you ask a question and a player gives an honest answer and it's an amicable situation, the way Ryan Clark paints it, of course not. That didn't sound like anything
right
that would be a problem. And maybe that's all that happened. Now, Sarah Barshop, she didn't go into much detail, but she just said, source said that Justin Reed and another player got into an argument in the room. There was, it didn't say what it was about, and that David Culley's coaching was brought into it. I do think that there is, and I got a text from a friend who said, you know, there's a difference between, well, I just want to make sure I get it right here, and a listener, obviously. He said, you got to establish a culture of winning, not capitulating to a faux culture of acceptance. There's right a difference. Patriots have a culture of winning. Texans have a culture of capitulation. Go along to get along.
It almost seems like, you will never talk about bad coaching by Coach Culley.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, and David Culley, now, if you're David Culley, you also, let's face it, David Culley, the jokes we crack, the jokes nationally people crack, he does not want to be known in his locker room as some clown who can't coach. Like, he's got to be in charge of the team. You can't lose the team by having people openly question you in a disrespectful manner. And that would be different than how Ryan Clark painted it. So my whole thing is, I just want to be careful because, yeah, if we assume that everything Ryan Clark is saying, that sounds like a lot to suspend. That doesn't sound like much to suspend a guy for. If it's, you've got two players in David Johnson and Tyrod Taylor who are basically saying they were fine with it.
It was Jonathan Greenard.
Right, right. Of course, the flip side of that, people would say, well, yeah, you have two guys who, you know, want to capitulate. They don't want to get in trouble.
Right.
They want to go along to get along. I would say Culley is going to be David Culley's decision. This is not Nick Caserio's decision, I don't think. I don't think a GM doesn't usually make that decision.
No, probably not. It was a coach rule, but now the players did go along, and they said, listen, you know the rules.
And he's a player's coach.
Yeah.
David Culley's known as a player's coach.
But people are just getting along to get along. I want that paycheck. Yeah, I'm going to keep that paycheck coming as long as I possibly can. Because let's face it, if you're on the Texans – and you can't play for the Texans anymore, you've got not one foot out the door of the NFL. You got both feet firmly out of bounds. You ain't playing in the NFL. If you can't play for the Houston Texans, you suck. Okay, let's make this perfectly clear. So this is in a lot of guys in an instant for a lot of guys. This is it. So I got to get that paycheck for as long as I possibly can. We'll find out though what happened with Justin Reed, because I don't believe he'll be a Texan next year. Let's get JB in here. Hey, JB. JB, you there? No, we ain't got him, Aaron. Aaron? No, nothing.
JB?
No, nothing. All right, 713-780-3776. If you got some thoughts on it, you're more than welcome. The thought is, boy, they just suck. My goodness. How about scoring a point in the second half? Their second half possessions. How is it that
Tim, well, you can win that game with no Justin Reed?
Tim Kelly, who has been a good, he was a really good coach and play caller for Deshaun last year. You got Pep Hamilton, who has a history of being a good coach. You got Coach Kelly.
I've seen some good. I've actually seen some pretty decent first halves, especially with Tyrod Taylor. Listen, John, Tyrod Taylor is just definitely not the guy.
He's bad.
I mean, at some point now, it's going to have to flip back to Davis Mills for an extended look at who he is before the draft hits, because you're going to be drafted inside the top three, and you need to see what you have. And Tyrod Taylor is who you thought he is. I mean, he's a classic NFL backup. Will look good from time to time, but over the long haul, eventually the homeostasis sets in. There's a regression to the mean, and his mean is going to be losing football games for a bad team. I mean, he's not. You give him a good team, he'll win some more games. You give him a bad team, he's not going to win those games.
No.
But I mean, to look relatively competent in the first half and then incompetent in the second half.
Well, it's amazing.
That just can't happen. And
it's amazing.
Why not see Davis Mills coming up?
No. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
You know, he lost his job to injury. I get it.
Well, I get. You know, their thought is, you know, we're going to play the best guy.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor's not the best guy right now. Well,
he might be.
Well,
he might. Davis Mills.
But the way he's playing in the second half.
Do you not remember Davis Mills?
It's pukeable how he's playing. I don't know if that's a word.
Yeah, and you know, Charlie Heck caves in. Jerron Christian not very good. That offensive line is just not good. There's some moments with Charlie Heck where I'm like, oh, you know what? I mean, he can be a decent NFL swing tackle, but I don't think you want him as a starting.
What about the line change he made yesterday? How about Lane Taylor?
Lane Taylor in. You got what's his name? Is been out. So
Sharping got back in.
So Sharping ended up getting back in. Lane Taylor wasn't doing great either. I was watching him. Lane Taylor, this is just so terrible from start to finish.
It's gross.
This is so bad. You're going to have to, you know, you're missing on Sharping. Sharping, I'm not sure Titus Howard was a hit. I mean, even the offensive line you drafted, you're going to have to, you know, I'm really concerned about what you have there. So it's, I don't know if you guys want to keep talking about, we have some college football stuff to talk for sure. And I think it's important that we get to it today and not wait until tomorrow. But we do want to see what you think on the Justin Reed thing. Let's get
let's take a break, and when we come back,
because JB's back,
let's catch up on breaks. When we come back, we're going to get you guys in here. JB, Jason, you guys both, anybody else? 713-780-3776, and then we'll get back on the clock. And then still ahead, what did you learn in 40 minutes? Let's see, no, 20 minutes. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend? Because there's a lot of stuff out there that we learned this weekend in one sentence. So right now, though, I'm talking about Absolute Marble. I learned a while ago that you got to put money back into your home. Absolute Marble and Granite does that. Jeff Aronoff will come and redesign. Not only he will redecorate whatever it is, but he can also design it for you as well, so that you can take that step out of it. Jeff Aronoff can visualize what it is that you need to do with this room, what it is you need to do with this bathroom. See, he has seen it all. He's seen all the different styles of vanities. He's seen all the different styles of showers. He's seen all the different cabinet work, all the different countertops. He's seen it all. So he's seen all the outdoor patios and outdoor kitchens, and he knows exactly what it is that you need. So he can help you design it. He can help you pick it out. He's got the book where you guys go through it, and this is what we're going to do, and I'm going to have my elves over. We're going to get this job done for you. He did an unbelievable job for us at our house with great workmanship and professionalism, and he'll do that for you as well. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about TGS Insurance. Text the word money to 232323. And what's that going to do for you? Well, it's going to set the wheels in motion for TGS Insurance to basically pull or basically shop your property amongst the aggregated group of A-rated insurance companies they have, so that they can get a competitive homeowner's insurance rate for you. Why is that a big deal? Because you're paying too much for your homeowner's insurance. If you've been with the same company for more than a couple years in a row, the increase in price makes it almost a lock that you're paying more than you could be paying for A-rated insurance. And listen, you want A-rated insurance, but that's all TGS Insurance deals with. And so what they're able to do is shop your property with a variety of A-rated insurance companies all at once through their algorithm. It's very, very easy. Text the word money to 232323. The average savings is $900 or more, so it doesn't make sense not to text money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 733, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So let me put this scenario in front of you, and you tell me.
Okay.
They're in a meeting, and whether or not it's the head coach or, and I don't know, the story is a little bit murky, but it's the head coach or another coach, Lovey or somebody else, that was telling them how badly they played defensively against Tennessee.
Sounds accurate.
Well, they had five turnovers and won the game for them, but okay, which is what Justin Reed said. Justin Reed stood up and said, BS, we played well, and this is BS, and was pissed off.
That's not suspendable.
That's not even close to
suspendable. If that's what it is, where a guy gets fired up, you like his passion, his competitiveness, I would base purely on that, and I don't know what would happen afterwards, you know, what that fallout would turn into, because that's where you want to make sure you don't cross the line. But that, what you're saying, that wouldn't, a player standing up for his unit like that, and his own personal. But I mean,
what if it was the head coach and you're contradicting the head coach?
Well, I mean, I guess it would be how far over the line did he go? Did he call? Did he MF him?
No. Again, by all accounts, it was amicable.
Did he say, "B, you don't know what the F you're talking about"?
No.
Okay, based on what the scenario that you're putting out there,
which is why I can understand Justin Reed saying I was shocked that I was suspended.
That is one of the things that just reading between the line, Justin Reed and his character, and he's a high character guy. His response feels like a guy who's like, "Wait, what? Where did I cross the line?"
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
So, based on what you just said, I would think, no, that's not. I wouldn't say that's what is it called when you? I'm blanking out here. When you don't listen to authority, like in the military, it's insubordination. That does not sound like it rises to insubordination to me, based on what you're just saying.
We don't know exactly what was said. Maybe Cully does feel like it is insubordinate. You don't. Okay, would a player do that to Bill Belichick? Bill Belichick, you played poorly, and I just want you to know that I was not happy.
I don't know.
If would a player do that?
He had big personalities in his room, so I don't know. There was also.
It doesn't seem to me like that would happen.
No.
That you would contradict something that Bill Belichick, a point that Bill Belichick was trying to make.
Well, first of all, they'd never be 2-8.
And listen, it's so funny because I was driving back yesterday during the pregame show, and it's funny because with Mark Vandermeer, David Culley said, you know, a lot of times you got to coach up more when you win. So you'll find a lot of it's harder to beat them down when you lose because, you know, they're already beaten down. But if you win, you're able to point out the mistakes that you made and you try to clean those up. Okay. This appears to be something to that effect, where David Culley might have been, "Hey, yeah, you guys were great. What, you know, you guys did, you know, you won. That's great. Except you played like crap. Here's what you did wrong, blah, 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 blah." And Justin Reed, you know, may have thought that was, you know, that's unacceptable. "Hey, we won the game and we're actually the ones that won." Actually, he's right. They were the ones that won the game for him because the offense couldn't have sucked worse again. And they went on to win. It's interesting. I don't know. Would John Harbaugh, would a player, if John Harbaugh is saying you guys played poorly defensively, would a player stand up and go, that's crap.
No, because he's got skins in the game. He's got cachet built up.
So maybe that is insubordinate then. Just because he's David Culley and he doesn't have any championships?
That's a good point. I mean, and that's the thing is, hey, I've got to be able to say this without you guys coming to me. Once again, I don't know. We weren't there to hear the tone of the conversation. If he just jumped up and said, hey, I don't know about that, coach. We're the ones who had five turnovers here.
Yeah.
That's that in and of itself sounds like a little much to be suspended for. Now, I didn't hear how it went. I didn't hear the follow-up conversations. I didn't hear if something disrespectful was said. I just know we got one side of the story from Ryan Clark. And the whole thing, the only reason why this is interesting is to me is because the Texans are clearly trying to set a tone. Either they're trying to set a tone, but this is how the Houston Texans do business, or David Culley may have overstepped based on him trying to make sure that he is not disrespected as a first-year head coach and a first-year head coach of the Texans, and a guy who, frankly, is not held in a high regard in terms of his head coaching ability. So that's the only thing that is interesting to me. It's going to be a side note. Obviously, it's going to be a side note because, Justin Reed may not be here next year. David Culley may not be here. I assume he'll be here. I don't know that that's a lot.
No, I think
one of the reasons he got hired was because he's going to be inexpensive.
I don't either. Let's get Jason in here. Jason, what do you think about this Justin Reed situation?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Jason.
Hey, good morning. When I first heard the story and you all, gave you all the opinion, the first thing I thought about was a lot of things can be said lighthearted, but it doesn't mean that it's not offensive. So I think, like, a lot of times, like, I have kids or whatever, and I also remember, like, sometimes when, like, your wife asks you things and you say, do I look fat? And you may say something that's light in spirit, but it doesn't mean that it's not offensive. Or I had an incident with my kid where he didn't go to class or something like that, and I was like, hey, the school called, you didn't go to class? And he was like, yeah, I didn't. And he was shocked that he got, suspended. He was like, well, I told the truth. And it's like, yeah, but that doesn't mean that consequence doesn't come. So I know you all was recently, you all just named players that would, I guess, rebel against the coach or whatever their outcome would be. And I instantly thought about A.D., Antonio Brown, who's a much, much, much better player than Justin Reed was. And when he went on live, when Mike Tomlin was giving his speech or whatever, Mike Tomlin at that time chose winning over culture. And that hasn't, Pittsburgh hasn't kind of been the same since. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess it's one and the same, but, like, Mike Tomlin is one of the best leaders in the NFL. So, I mean, sometimes you just got to weed them out or whatever. I mean, I don't think Justin Reed is a head case or anything like A.B. was, but, I mean, that was just my example.
But you set a tone. No, that's a good point, Jason.
That is true, Jason. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening. That is true. The thing about the Texans is, the only non-culture guys are their best players. I mean, it is amazing how many good players this organization has gotten rid of because they don't feel like they fit the culture. They got to get so at some point, you got to get good football players in here because maybe they've gotten all culture guys this offseason, the Grugiers and the Pierre Lewis's and the Hewitts and the Ingrams and the Conley's and all of these guys that they got, maybe they just, the problem is none of them can play football. And that's a problem.
They were all going to be kind of journeymen. A lot of these guys are special. Like Grugier Hill is, he's a good special teams player. He has moments of being a flashy guy. He's a good backup to have. A good backup to have. You just have too many backups starting.
Yeah.
You have some good backups in there.
No.
Unfortunately, they're starting, and you have two wins now because of it. And Jay says this, Taylor's not been great, but you cannot honestly want Mills in there to, quote-unquote, see what you have. You might as well start Driscoll, quarterback, to see what you have with him in there. A, he's a tight end now. And B, Davis Mills still doesn't even have 20 career starts in college and pro under his belt. It's not crazy to think that you could have a little bit more meat left on the bone, but all you're doing right now is due diligence. If you let him start, let's say, the last four games, to me, this is why it was stupid to draft him thinking you might start him because, now it's just a third-round pick, but you're in position where you may need to draft a quarterback this year. Now, if you don't like the quarterback crew, draft him. Yeah, don't draft him if you don't like him.
I think you got to draft a quarterback.
Kenny Pickett is going to be the next quarterback of the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
He fits the mold of what Caserio is used to. And he's got a good arm. He's got pretty good tape. I've gotten through all of his tape, but I peeked at him. And he feels like the kind of guy, maybe more than Matt Corral, who's got a little edge to him. I think Kenny Pickett could be the guy who's the next starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. He's got 40 touchdowns and I think 7 interceptions this year out of Pitt. I mean, statistically, he's having the best year.
He's got better receivers than the Texans do, though.
Pitt? I mean, maybe.
No.
I don't know. I don't even know.
Okay, when we come back, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? There is a lot to unpack from this weekend. I mean, we had the whole long weekend. What did you learn this weekend? 713-780-3776. You guys have been great with this. 713-780-3776. Right now I'm talking about Chastain Ford. I took my Expedition, and it just can't be a better vehicle. I'm telling you, people, and I got it the way I wanted. I got the package that I had wanted. Now, it was on the lot, so it was right there. You're not going to find a lot of stuff on the lot right now because that's just the car industry. That's just how it is. Sorry, but that's just how the car industry is. Now, I got exactly what I wanted. Maybe I would have changed something. I don't know if I need the sunroof. I never use a sunroof. I might not have gotten a sunroof. I do like the added. I like it. I've got leather. I got the paneling. I mean, it's just wonderful. If you're looking for exactly the car that you want at the price that you want it at the price that you have to have it at, you want it with no add-ons. Don't try to sell me. Don't try to upsell me. I'm not looking for that. What I'm looking for is exactly what I want in the vehicle. That's what happens every single time at Chastain Ford. They are unbelievable at this. You're looking for the best deal on that Ford car or truck. I'm telling you, you are going to love Chastain Ford. They're the best people. They're going to get you into the best deal you can possibly get. They've got rebates right now. They've also got 0% financing on F-150s. You're looking for that Ford car or truck, ChastainFord.com, or it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. The best people to do business with in the city of Houston is Chastain Ford.
G'day, mates. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. When I'm not playing rugby, I'm listening to John and Lance on the bench. Go Sabercats.
Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
746, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, here we go. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Do you have yours ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I learned that Lincoln Riley had no desire to fade that SEC smoke. That actually came out an Oklahoma source said that he was not happy about the move to SEC for Oklahoma.
That's more than one sentence you just said.
Well, then he didn't want that SEC smoke.
Okay.
Period.
He did not want that SEC smoke.
Now, we got to mention, for those who may have missed it yesterday, he's gone.
He's going to USC.
He's going to USC.
It does seem... He didn't want any part of LSU. He didn't want OU in the SEC, and now he's going to USC.
Oh, the Pac-12. What a tough football.
By the way, Malachi's going with him because he decommitted from Oklahoma.
I saw that. Yeah. Five-star quarterback.
Yep. All right, let's get in here. I'll save mine till the end. 713-78, when somebody hangs up, you can get in. We got a full board right now. Tyler, the bottom Tyler, is first up. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, what's going on?
Good, man. What'd you learn in one sentence?
This weekend I learned that the Steelers probably won't win another game this year.
Okay. The Steelers probably... Sorry, Dez. Your team sucks. Sorry. So sorry,
they
Dez.
Looked like it yesterday.
Yeah.
Ooh, is Ben good or what?
Man, did he look bad. Man. The other Tyler is up next. What say, other Tyler?
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
I learned that James Harden stars in a new alien invasion show on Apple TV.
There's an alien invasion show that James Harden lookalike?
I haven't seen it. What's the show?
Have you seen it, Aaron? You know what he's talking about?
This is where Dell would know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, right.
The three of us, I don't know. I don't watch Apple TV.
I do. I watch Apple TV. I just haven't seen that show. Bobby's here. What's up, Bobby? What'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that 4 sacks, 1 turnover, and holding him to a 9.8 QBR is just not enough to stop Zach Wilson.
You're damn right. You're damn right. You cannot stop a Zach Wilson. It's impossible. It's near impossible to stop a Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. Jesse, what'd you learn this weekend?
That Devontae Adams is a savage, not exchanging jerseys with Odell Beckham jersey after the game.
Mm.
He changed jerseys with Odell? Is that what he said?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. They traded jerseys. Well, how about Odell actually made some catches in a football game?
What?
Yeah. No, it happened. Who's next?
No. Devontae Adams reveals he shot down Odell Beckham Jr.'s initial jersey swap ask.
Oh. No, you ain't. Odell, you're like a third-rate wide receiver.
Why am I swapping with you?
I'd rather get one from Van Jefferson.
He told Michael Irvin, Beckham signed, let's see. Devontae Adams revealed the terse message he had for Odell Beckham Jr. when the wide receiver asked whether the two would exchange jerseys. And Los Angeles reportedly offered Beckham more money, which was a deciding factor. We did talk 2 days ago. He said he needed a jersey after the game. I told him to get a Cooper Kupp jersey since that's obviously his guy and that's who he wanted to be with. Because he could have been with – yesterday they leaked it for whatever reason. I wanted to be with the Packers, but they didn't offer me enough money.
Oh.
Well, okay. So Devontae Adams said, go get your boy's jersey. Go get Cup's jersey. Oh, that's for my jersey.
That's funny.
I love that, yeah.
Ocho, what'd you learn this weekend?
Yeah, I learned that Cliff Kingsbury is about to be the highest paid coach in the NFL.
Yeah, Adam Schefter is his – oh, my God, did Adam Schefter get used? It's so bad. Adam Schefter tweeted out that OU is looking at Cliff Kingsbury and he's at the head of their list. Why would Cliff Kingsbury leave the best team in the NFL to go to OU?
Here, let me tell you why. Ring. This is Adam Schefter. Hey, this is Eric Burkhart, agent for Cliff Kingsbury. Hey, can I tell you something? I guess you can report this. I've just given you this for background, but you know who's really hot and heavy on Cliff right now? Oklahoma. And, I mean, you think about it. That's his job where he could win at a high level. He could go back to college. He knows the Big 12. Thank you very much for that information, Eric Burkhart. I am going to report that right now. I'm going to tweet it, and that will be something that we will be discussing.
That is the most blatant use of an agent using the media I've ever seen, ever. Yeah.
Ever?
Oh, no, honestly, what are the give me the odds of Cliff Kingsbury going to Oklahoma?
First of all, there's a better chance he'd get more money. I will say this. Cliff Kingsbury, money from the ownership group and the Bidwells. There's a better chance of getting more money from Oklahoma than the Bidwells.
Oh, true.
Honestly.
Yeah, but
from a financial standpoint.
Did you see Cliff's house? You think he wants to go back to
baller.
Norman?
It's
did
baller.
You think he wants to go back to Norman when he's so close to L.A.?
Listen.
In Phoenix?
You make a great point. Going from Lubbock to Norman, Cliff Kingsbury strikes me as a quality of life guy,
yes,
too.
Very much so.
He strikes me as a quality of life guy.
I know a coach he said, dude, you got to get to the NFL. It is so much better than coaching in college.
Well, you live in big cities.
Yeah. Who's next? Is that Kevin's next. What's up, Kevin? What'd you learn?
Hey, good morning. So I learned that one Harbaugh had a better weekend than the other.
That is
Jimmy versus
they both won. They both won.
Somehow John won with a quarterback who threw 4 interceptions.
Yeah, boy.
I've never seen a broadcast where more plaudits and exultations were heaped on a quarterback
who threw
4 interceptions in my life than Lamar Jackson. Like, this is one of the most amazing 4 interception games that I have ever seen. Like, he He did a great job of spinning out from Clowney, and like he had a couple plays that were great playground plays. He had four interceptions.
Jim's the weekend was better. There's no question.
But Jim Harbaugh in Michigan, and we'll save it for another segment.
Yeah, we're gonna save it. Wow. That's the next segment. We gotta do college.
What a game.
We gotta do college next segment. Brandon is next. What's up, Brandon?
I learned that this Michigan team is different. Go Blue.
They are. That's two sentences though.
Did they
eat? Yeah, you stopped and then you said go Blue.
That offensive line ate so hard.
Oh, my gosh, did they ever.
Haskins is a – man, you want to talk about a guy who runs with a forward lean, man.
Oh, my
Haskins
gosh.
Was pounding the rock.
That whole team was different this week than we've seen them 6 years against Ohio State. And 9 years against Ohio State. Angel is next. What's up, Angel?
Hey, what's up, bud? I learned that the Dallas Cowboys are who we thought they were.
The Dallas Cowboys blow. There's no question about that. Yep. No, you're that's dead on. Boy, do they suck, and I took them. I'm just so disgusted. They screw me every week. Don't take them. They win. Take them. They're the worst. Chris, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that Sark and the Longhorns are bad.
We went to that game. Me and the wife and kids went to that game. My wife's pretty pissed. Oh, my sons are just
how much did you get those tickets for, like $8?
I got them from Simple Seats for – we got six tickets for $211.
Total?
Lower bowl. Yep.
$211 for six tickets?
And that was after three losses. That was after – I used the zone thing where you don't know where your tickets are going to be. And they were good. Like, they were good seats. They were good seats. $211. It actually went even lower. Imagine that after two more losses.
Wow, dude.
Six tickets.
Six tickets for $211. That's nothing.
It's usually going to be.
You know what? I paid $200 for LSU tickets each.
Yeah, you would pay that each. Yeah. Typically for this game, I'd say we would have expected to pay after just an average season, even for Kansas State, we would have been looking at $140 a ticket probably.
Yeah.
Paid $211
for
total.
Six.
For six.
Wow, what a deal. What a deal.
No
That's
fees,
awesome.
Simple Seats.
So you took the six seats. That's great.
Yeah, we went, and the kids are pissed because they wanted more food. They basically just went for a really expensive
lunch
where they were still hungry. Mm-hmm. Like, are you guys going to even watch or cheer or do any of the Texas fight stuff or any of that?
Do they sway back and forth? Did they saw Varsity's Horns up?
No, though Alec got accepted into A&M. He hasn't been accepted to Texas yet.
Ooh.
So, yeah, he's been accepted. My son's been accepted to Missouri. Not kind of SEC, not really.
If he wants to go to a football school,
Alabama,
don't go there.
SEC. The only reason he even applied, I'm sure, is because of football. Houston and A&M.
Houston's the best football school out of all those.
Out of all those schools, Houston's the best football school.
I think they proved it against UConn.
Football is 2-4 in the SEC West this year.
Yeah.
He lost to Arkansas, both Mississippis, and LSU. In
the SEC West.
I mean, they're all better than Mississippi State's about like the Ole Miss is.
He finished 4-4 in the SEC, 2-4 in the West.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And then Lincoln Riley said, that's it. I'm going. I'm not going there.
Okay. And then final one.
Jimbo beat Alabama. Well, really, he beat Bill O'Brien. Jimbo beat Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien almost beat.
But then lost to Leach and Kiffin and Eric Ogeron.
Oh.
It's not great losses.
No.
Kiffin, Ogeron, and Leach, and who's the other
Pittman.
One? Oh, yeah, Sam Pittman. Yeah. There's some coaches now in the SEC.
Yeah, there are. What did I learn this weekend?
Yeah, what'd you learn?
I learned that the John Wall era is back. Back, folks.
Because
I saw him taking on that little white kid in the gym. Did you see his Instagram?
I think he was Asian or Hispanic. Yeah, I saw him like, Paul never stops. Never stop grinding. Like, what are you? You got an Instagram picture of you versus some nobody.
Oh, that is. I think he might be Asian, that kid.
Yeah.
How are you going to get?
And what does his Instagram say? What did he say here? This is my
born
favorite.
Born ready, been ready, free me, Wall way. What? John Wall.
This city is so awesome.
That's my goodness.
Oh, my God.
You know what, though? How about learn the Rockets can win basketball games.
See, there's a lot more. When we come back, thing we have to do is get to
college football.
We have to get to, I think we first need to start with Astros free agency, too.
Oh, that's
there
true.
There are some. The bullpen is shifting and shaking and turning and twisting.
Hector. Let's go, Hector.
And there is some in the tea leaves. There's some movement that is giving people hope about Carlos Correa. We will tell you what is shaking out in Astroland that gives people some hope
when we come back. Hey, listen, I think it's turning into, the Astros are turning into one of the favorites.
Can I tell you that I brought steak to, I had had some steak that was vacuum sealed and frozen. I brought that up to the family. We didn't do turkey. My mom said, let's do the steak stuff, get them from Pete's Fine Meats, and I'll pay you for that. I said, okay, fine. But I had some frozen in there. And I said, let me just bring this to you. Because one of them was this great big ribeye. Brought it up there, and I'm going to tell you what, they couldn't stop talking. Both my parents, well, my mom grew up on a cattle ranch, and my uncle still, you know, tend cattle. So she had lots of steak and meat growing up. She goes, oh my gosh, this is prime right here. You know the difference.
Oh, yeah.
She said, if you've been around it, you know the difference. She said, this is really high quality.
Man, Michael must be tired because he had, I don't know how many turkeys that he did this weekend.
It was in the thousands. It was in the total order.
And like you said, other stuff. People wanted pork. People wanted ham. Beef. They wanted ham. Whatever the case may be. This is the time. When you're looking for the best meat, because you know what? It makes the entire meal, if you get the quality meat, get it from Pete's Fine Meats. And listen, it's stupid how much the grocery stores are charging now. You're probably getting, in a lot of cases, you're getting a better deal from Michael, but you're getting the best meat you can possibly get. It's all at Pete's Fine Meats. You tell him you heard it right here. Michael's going to take care of you, I promise you. If you're looking for the best in meats, there's one place to go. It's Pete's Fine Meats. Richmond and Chimney Rock. Tell Michael you heard it right here.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.